I feel great. I mean, every day is always a level progression. It's always just learning the guys that you work next to and also understand the terminology. But the coaches have always been very open as far as the line of communication and vice versa. So besides that, just taking it day by day.
Seems like you've been kind of playing a lot better in the last few practices too. Is that because you're knowing the system better, or you're able to play with a little more comfort?
No, knowing the system and getting my football legs back. It took a minute. When I first came in the first week, I really didn't take that many reps, and I knew the coaches were just slowly trying to progress me into the system. But now it's just, like I said, it's the day-to-day process, and I'm just very grateful to have the opportunity to come here and work hard.
You also said you consider one of your strengths to be running defense, as opposed to a lot of people think of you as a pass rusher.
Right.
How much pride do you take in being able to do that?
I think when you play this game, it's always great to be a multi-dimensional. In any aspect, whether it's stopping the run or getting after the passer, that's something I've always prided myself off of since I've ever played this sport, and I just continue to develop my game from there on.
And one thing that Bill seems to like is bloodlines.
Yeah.
He always talks about guys who are, you know, player sons and coaches' sons.
Right.
It's been all football for you since you were little. I mean, have you been being coached up since you were?
Well, you know what? Jokingly, my dad, when I was born and started growing up, my dad was still playing. My dad always said he wanted me to play badminton or tennis. Sense of humor, how ironic, how I ended up playing football. But I started playing football since the 10th grade. And from then on, just loved the sport. I never thought that I'd end up playing in the National Football League. I always just thought about, you know, putting my bid in, getting a 4-year scholarship at Cal, and then going on to work. But after being in the 2001 draft and being an 11-year vet, I mean, it's definitely a blessing. My father played 12 years, and I've known other teammates of mine whose fathers have also played. So in itself, I mean, it's a blessing, and I'm very grateful for everything.
I know Belichick coached your dad for a year in Denver.
Yeah.
Did he tell you anything about
it? No, but I might need to get some stories so I can get on my dad a little bit from back in the day. But I'm sure everything's nothing but positive.
Did you ever talk to your dad about being coached by Belichick, or has he ever talked to you about that?
You know, unfortunately, I haven't had the opportunity to talk to him because I came here to camp, and he's at the University of New Mexico right now, so our schedules have been pretty conflicting. But I'm sure once things slow down, I'll be able to get a chance to talk to him.
Andre, can you compare the atmosphere here with Washington?
Well, you know, there's this
completely different world.
I mean, no matter what team you go to, and no matter what level of the season you enter, is always going to be a new atmosphere. I think the positive side of it is that you always have a goal, whether it's an individual goal, a defensive goal, or just a team goal. The main aspect is just to be the best you can be and fight hard for 16 regular season games, which is hard to come by. So Washington was great. I mean, I appreciate the opportunity. That's a chapter closed. A new chapter begins with the New England Patriots, and I'm just going to take it in stride.
For you, is it a relief to get away from kind of the craziness that was constantly going on there?
You know what? I mean, it's like anything. Sometimes you kind of compare football to life. You're going to have your highs, you're going to have your lows, but it doesn't matter how you come out in the positive side. So regardless of what happened in the past, that's the past. And I'm a better man from learning it, whether it was some positive things or just some things that just didn't work out.
Can Haynesworth turn his career around here?
You know what? That's up to Haynesworth. I mean, that's up to Haynesworth. Playing with the man, I know, and I think everybody else knows what he's capable of. And I'm positive that he'll be able to become a playmaker when his number's called.
How is it going from the 4-3 to the 3-4?
Well, I mean, it's just different. It was definitely a different transition because I told everybody when you compare the number of reps from high school, college, NFL, take those reps from playing defensive line, and then you take 2 years of playing linebacker, one's going to outweigh the other. I think the positive side of playing linebacker was it did make me versatile. I knew more about the game than I ever did through that experience. I was able to, you know, cover every now and then. I held my own into that regards. I'm more comfortable from a comfort zone and being more effective in a 3-point. Now, don't get me wrong, every now and then, if there's something where there was a situation where I need to be in a 2-point, I mean, at least I could say, hey, I can play it.
Do you think going from the 4-3 to 3-4, obviously still being fond of the 4-3, was one of the reasons you were brought in here?
You know what? It was just it was all about opportunity. And when Coach Belichick had called me and said he knew my potential, I went about for it. I think it wasn't a more of a question of whether it was a 3-4 or 4-3. He just knew as far as my work ethic, as far as the talent and what I can contribute. I think those aspects played a big part in me coming here.
Let you know anything about maybe what your role is going to be in this team?
You know what? Right now, you just work. Just like everybody else on this roster, we're going to work. We're going to work hard and be technically sound and just go out there and execute.
What has it been like for you picking up the system? About what you expected? Slower, faster? Has it been...
Well, it's just like anything, especially with a new system, you just learn day by day, and there's always some things that are going to be remain questionable as far as the scheme and understanding where you fit. But I think the most important thing is just, like I said, communication. If you continue to talk to the coaches and talk to your teammates, yeah, you have more of an understanding. And also, once preseason comes, the repetition and watching yourself on film, then you definitely have more of an understanding as the days go by.
Are you eager to get on the field? I mean, I guess anybody would in a game.
Are
you eager?
Of course.
Content to like wait maybe another week?
I think not only myself, but the rest of the guys are just eager just to go out there and just have fun. I mean, this has been a long time coming, and especially through this lockout, it's time to crank this thing on.